Good morning. Good morning, girls. I'm looking. Good morning, girls. It's so good to see you. This morning, Reverend Green is going to read from Philippians, and it's Philippians 4. And I wanted to teach you some sign language for this scripture. Would that be okay? We're just going to do Philippians 4:4. I'm going to tell you what it says. And can you repeat it after me? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Always. Again, I say rejoice. Do you know what that means? What does rejoice mean? Do you all know? What does that mean, Ray? Be happy. That's right. What were you going to say? Same thing? That's right. Rejoice. And how do we rejoice? How would you rejoice if I said, okay, Rayleigh, rejoice. What would you do? Would have fun and clap maybe and dance? That's kind of what it means, is to rejoice. So I'm going to teach you some signs, and then we're going to stand up and do it for the congregation, okay? Would that be okay? Okay, Reverend Green's going to come hold my microphone because I can't do both. Okay, can you stand up? Stand up? Okay, here's the sign for rejoice. It's kind of, take your hands like this, and what we're going to do is roll them up. Right. Okay, can we do that again? Rejoice. So it's kind of like it's coming out from inside of us. And now, does anyone know Lord? Can we make an L? And then we start with our left shoulder and come across to our right hip. Lord. And then I'm going to show you always. Take your finger and then just go in a circle. Always. And then again I say, now remember rejoice. Okay. Can we put it together? Ready? Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Again I say, that looks really good. Okay, come over here to the middle. Stand up here on the stage for me. Can you stand up here, girls? Over here. In the middle. So, there you go. Very good. You all look really good. Okay, I'm going to stand back here. Okay, ready? Can the congregation say it with us? Ready?
Rejoice in the Lord. Always.
Again, I say rejoice. Let's do it one more time. Ready? That looked really good. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Very good. You all look so good. You all look so good. You know, can you sit down here with me for a minute? Thank you for doing that, because Sometimes people, we need to do hand signals for them because they can't hear, right? So that rejoice, we're trying to show that it brings good stuff out, and clapping and dancing. And they know sign language. Tanya knows sign language, and Eric knows sign language. So we're talking to them too. So that's an important scripture. Do you think you all can remember that one? It's pretty simple, isn't it? So if someone says, can you give me a scripture? Can you say, I know Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's a good scripture to know. Thank you all for being here, and I hope that you rejoice in the Lord each and every day because of his wonderful blessings, and to know that you all are blessings to us. Can we hold hands and say a prayer? Zoe, can you hold on to my arm? Dear Lord, we thank you that we can rejoice in you, the one and only true God. I thank you for these children, Lord, that bless us so much. May they go out and be a blessing. Thank you that you are the Lord of our life, Lord, that you give us love and health. And I just pray for each of their families, and as they grow up, that they know you more and more and experience your love, Lord, that's poured out for them. Thank you for sending Jesus, Lord, to walk among us, to show us how to love and be kind. I just pray that each and every day that we can rejoice in you, Lord, always. And again, I say rejoice. Bless them today and their families, Lord. Thank you for their smiles, and thank you for the love that they bring to our congregation. May we surround them each and every day and show them what it is to be your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.